Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. It's Ask Her Time, and we've got three awesome questions. Thanks so much for emailing your questions to askher@radiomd.com. The first one is, you know, I sit at my computer all day long. Yeah, well, you know, what else is new, right? How will that affect my health? And what can I do about it, for crying out loud? Well, you know, it's really interesting. Did you know that there's something called sitting disease? No, I haven't lost my mind. Dr. James Levine at the Mayo Clinic was the one who came up with this whole concept. It's kind of cool. What he did was, when he was researching what happens to you when you're just sort of sitting there on your tuchus all day, he found that there was a 50% increased risk of death, 125% increased risk of events associated with heart disease, like heart attacks and chest pain, and an increased risk for other issues associated with heart disease, like high blood pressure. Oh my gosh, what's that about? It means you're sitting too much. So there's lots and lots of things you can do to be able to counterman all of this. The first one is stand while talking on the phone or eating lunch, or just stand more. I always say assume the vertical. All day long, anytime you can. I constantly have a headset on, and when I'm in a conference call, I'm just walking and pacing. Who needs to sit? Ew, it feels terrible after a while. And if you work at your desk for long periods of time, try a standing desk. You know, there's really interesting new standing desks now that actually go up and down. They can be up as a full standing desk, and then you could just bring it right down to a regular desk. Love them. They're fabulous, fabulous. We're even using these now with kids, little kids, so that they can stand up, do their lessons. They actually learn better. Now, maybe you can learn better too. The other thing is, walk laps with your colleagues rather than gathering in a conference room for meetings. Oh, I love the walk and talk. And, you know, sometimes people even have treadmill desks, and that works too. You know what I do? Just remember my rule. I mean, it's so simple. And that means that for every 30 minutes that you're just sitting there, just get up for several minutes, stretch, you know, do that sun salutation, yoga pose, dance at your desk, just move. The very movement of standing up takes you from a point of feeling like a glacier metabolically to activating all those wonderful systems all over again. It's like, whoa, I'm awake now. And it doesn't take much. When you want to go to the women's room, choose the one on the third floor, you know, not the one next to you. Just go up and down. Find reasons to keep moving, because it's that important. I just can't begin to tell you how important that is. So stand up, get moving, monitor everything from the total amount of time you spend sitting there. And then, you know, really, as best you can, even put on a timer. It's called the Pomodoro technique. And that is, give yourself 15 minutes of solid work. You sit there and just hammer it intensely, super laser focused, and then get up and move. And so I try to do no less than 10 minutes per hour of physical movement. No less than that. 10 minutes of physical movement per hour. Just get up and move around. So it's all good. All right, that's the first one. The second question is, how long should I stretch after working out? Well, actually, this really, really depends upon how trained you are, what kind of sport you're doing, how warmed up you already are when you start in. This is a real point of controversy on the part of so many people out there. And that means that you really need to sit down, especially with a fitness professional, and look at your own physical limitations. For instance, do you already have an injury? For instance, I have a hamstring pull I had from a long time ago. It was actually started out as a tear. So, oh boy, I've healed it, but I am so sensitive to it. So I'll go out of my way to really do some hamstring pre and post, just simple cardio, like if I'm hopping up an elliptical or if I'm going to begin a run. The best way to warm up and warm down, cool down from a run or some cardio cardio like that, it's just a simple walk because that's very safe. And it also keeps all of your muscles rocking and rolling. Jump up and down. Do those simple straight leg extensions like a toy soldier. Very simple exercises that work like a charm. But again, you know your body more than anyone else. You're the one who's got to be able to understand, am I going for a long run, a short run? Do I have any injuries and disability? And more importantly, really, really, really hit it with a fitness professional. Let them sit down and individualize and customize. That's why this is such a complex subject. And the reason why is we're all so different. We're all so different. Okay. And another thing is I'd refer you to Gretchen Reynolds of the New York Times. She wrote a great piece called The Right Way to Stretch Before Exercise. And she's written some fabulous work, especially recent science, and has helped interpret this for all of us. So that's a great resource for all of you. All right. Let's go to the third question. Can you have sex on your period? Sure you can. Heck yeah. You know, long ago we were thinking, oh my gosh, this is an embarrassing topic and why even bring it up at all? Eh, forget that noise. Things have changed big time. So let's just look at some of this. First of all, we doctors say, go for it. If you as a person is comfortable with it, then it's great to continue having sex throughout the month and not having to take a break. It's perfectly natural and safe for both partners. Okay, so you got some stain sheets in there. And that tends to be everyone's biggest concerns. So just put a towel down on the bed or get busy in the shower. A lot of ways to do this. And don't be concerned if you see dark red or brown clumps during or after sex. That's just older blood and cells from your uterine lining, and it's perfectly normal. So we docs say, hey, not a problem. And you know something? You might like it a lot. You know, arousal is different for every woman, and some may be too distracted by their period and its annoyances to actually get in the mood for sex. But for others, hey, you know something? Menstruation could actually be a turn-on of sorts. That's because your estrogen and testosterone are low on day one, but they start to rise by day three. You know what that means? You could feel more aroused, more sensitive around this time. Plus, your flow can serve as extra lubrication during sex. Bet you didn't think about that, which can also increase pleasure. If you typically use store-bought lubricant to help with dryness during sex, well, honey, this is the time to go natural. You know, and something, your partner may like it too. They may not be grossed out. You have a conversation. It's called communication. How do you feel about this? You know, and good communication always leads to great sex at any time during the month. So here's another opportunity to kind of get on out there and do that. And you can always minimize a mess. I already talked about that. You got options here. You know, you wear a tampon and focus on other parts of your anatomy, like your clitoris. So maybe there's some oral stimulation instead of just the usual sexual intercourse. And whatever you do, don't forget protection. Even though you're on your period, you still have to have protection from everything, from sexually transmitted diseases to pregnancy. So don't forget protection. You know what I'm talking about. All right, so this has been the Ask Her segment. We've talked about sitting disease. Get up and move more. Don't be sitting there growing roots at your desk. And lots of options how to treat that. And stretching before and after exercise. It's individualized. Get a fitness professional to help you. And can you have sex on your period? Heck yeah, you can. And it's perfectly natural and normal. It's all good. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. We finished the Ask Her segment. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and shoot more questions to us at askher@radiomd.com. And please stay well.